Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, July the 25th, and we're glad you're with us. And I've got a good friend of mine, with Marie Robertson. We go back so many years. Dance arts. Good to have you here, Marie.
It's always good to be here.
And you're here today talking about the intensive dance camp that you have that's just about finished. But the fact that you have a intensive dance showcase coming up. Right?
Yes.
Which
I
is
did.
This weekend?
This Saturday,
this
July 28th at 6:30.
Yeah. Now, I have to show my ignorance here on this, and you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, many years ago, when I first heard about your intensive dance camp, when we were doing Pepper and Friends, I honestly thought that you went out into the woods somewhere and you set up, or at a campsite, you set up a camp.
I know you did.
And then I thought they camped out, then you danced all day, like in the clubhouse of.
And I said to you, do I look crazy?
But your intensive dance camp takes place down at your studio.
Right. And they show up, they dance from 9 till noon, they have lunch, noon to 1, and then they dance till 5. 1 to 5.
So they dance from 9 until noon, and they get to rest for an hour, and then they dance again from 1 until 5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to have dancing in your blood there, don't you?
Well, I guess so. Well, yeah, you do. You have to really want to do it.
You know?
I mean, because they have tap and jazz and modern and ballet. They have hip-hop. They have musical theater and also Ukrainian, Russian character dance.
Yeah, you know, if you haven't been to the recital, which you have at Jesse Hall in May, I mean, it's like watching a Broadway production.
It's really good.
I'm very, very impressed with what you do. But you have the intensive dance camp recital coming up this weekend. What can people look forward there?
They will see different numbers. We've got 35 dancers. So out of those, some will be in a lot of things, some not as much, but there'll be tap and jazz and modern and hip-hop and musical theater and Russian and character.
It goes like this. Yeah, if you like beautiful, good dancing, talented dancing, go see it. This coming Saturday. Where again?
At the Mecklenburg Playhouse on Stevens Campus, and we're charging just $5 admission.
Okay. And should they get tickets in advance or get them at the door?
No, just get them at the door.
Come to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they should arrive at what time?
I'd probably say about 6, because it does get filled up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And if you want more information about dance arts, the phone number to call?
875-1569.
Thank you so much,
my friend
Marie Robertson. Now, you're going to go back. You got 2 more days of intensive dance
camp. 2 more days of intensive.
Okay. Roasting those hot
dogs
and marshmallows around the campfire at nighttime when they're done dancing. Thank you for your sense of humor, Marie.
And I have my medicine.
And you have your medicine, too, around the campfire. Now, we know what that is. Now we turn to the new director of the Central Missouri Humane Society, Mary Pat Boatfield.
Welcome to Columbia
and to Radio Friends. Good to have you here. And Colin Laveau. Good to have you here, Colin.
Good to see you again,
Colin,
Paul.
You are the Shelter Public Relations Coordinator, right?
Yeah.
And you were on Radio Friends about 6 or 7 months ago, because you were doing a fundraiser for the shelter.
Yeah, it was my band Decadent Nation did a fundraiser for the shelter back in December. And after that, everyone at the shelter was happy with how it turned out, and they offered me a job. And one thing led to another, and so here I am.
Here you are as a shelter coordinator. But Mary Pat Boatfield, how did you end up in Columbia?
Well, they were advertising for an executive director, and I like to start with organizations that have vision and leadership and want to get to a different place. And mm-hmm. I interviewed with the board and was very happy with the strategic plan. I interviewed with the staff. I was very impressed with the qualifications and dedication of the staff, and I thought this is where I'd like to be.
Yeah. So how does it feel being here, part of this community, and being at the shelter?
It felt, it's driving into a new community. I think
it's kind of scary, too, isn't it?
Well, I think they sometimes, when you're moving, there's a lot to it. And when you get here, getting to know new people, but it's been great. I've made a lot of friends already.
Oh, people in Central Missouri got the biggest hearts.
Oh, they do.
People in Central Missouri have the biggest hearts. They really do. And it will help you out in need. Now, so what are your plans for the shelter?
Well, what we're doing is focusing on credentialing some of our staff. We're putting our supervisors through some advanced supervisor training, and we're going to be doing some animal care training as well for disinfecting and sanitation in the shelter environment, updating some of the practices, and just kind of taking a look at what it's going to take to get us on everybody's radar. When you're looking for an animal, we want you to think Central Missouri Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Our focus will be trying to promote as much as possible our animals that are available for adoption.
Yeah. Well, I can honestly say three of my very best friends came from the Central Missouri Humane Society.
So you have our alumni.
Yeah, I have. Well, two of the alumni have passed on, and they're across the Rainbow Bridge. One, Barney, is only 5 years old, and he's doing very well, and he was from the shelter. And you know, the thing is, there are so many wonderful dogs and cats down there that need a good home.
Oh, we have some beautiful dogs and cats.
It's so important to get the message across to people. Well, of course, if they're going to adopt a dog or cat from the shelter, they're going to be spayed or neutered.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But it's important to make sure that your animal is spayed and or neutered.
Absolutely.
And not allow them to run free.
No. We microchip for a very reasonable rate, and we also have a spay-neuter program for those that have financially disadvantaged families mm-hmm. to promote spaying and neutering so they don't have an unwanted and unplanned litter of puppies or kittens.
Do you realize how much the population would go down if everybody spayed and neutered?
If we can get the community to get up to 70% to 80%, we will see a significant drop in unwanted dogs and cats here.
Okay. So there's a good friend waiting for you at the Central Missouri Humane Society. If people want more information, the telephone number is
443-7387. You can also stop by our website at www.cmhspets.org, and all of our adoptable dogs and cats are up to date right there.
But you can stop in and let one of them steal your heart away, too. All right. Thank you, Pat, and best of everything with you at your new position there. And Colin, appreciate it. And my friend Marie, thank you for coming by. Tomorrow, University of Missouri Extension 4-H is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.